The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Arne Schoenbaum, the president of the German Federal Office for Information or Cybersecurity, was let go with immediate effect yesterday because of his ties with Russia. Both the neutrality and impartiality of his leadership have been thrown into question. That's according to a spokesperson for the Interior Minister. I'm joined by freelance journalist based in Berlin, Kate Brady. Kate, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Now, it's interesting that this was not unearthed by the security services, but by a late-night comedian.
Exactly. This is one of the huge questions that's being asked right now. Not only the fact that, you know, Schoenbaum was able to stay in his position so long, given the allegations that he effectively turned a blind eye to a firm that had links to Russian security circles. But as you say, the fact that some of these allegations first came about due to this late night, very prominent late night comedian here, Jan Böhmermann. So that was some time ago now that he highlighted links through Schoenbaum's previous job. So before becoming cybersecurity chief, Schoenbaum had actually helped found a cybersecurity, it was a lobbying group called Cybersecurity Council Germany. And it's the members, among the members on this council was a cybersecurity firm called Protelion, which was formerly known as Infotex. And it's that firm that is a subsidiary of a Russian company that was founded by an ex-KGB employee. And it was this that was originally highlighted by a very prominent comedian here. So there's a lot of questions being asked as well about why this wasn't on the intelligence services radar ahead of a late-night comedian.
Now, tell me about his job. What exactly was Arne Schoenbaum's responsibilities?
So basically, he's in charge of overseeing the government's computer and communication security as the head of cybersecurity here in Germany. And of course, you know, that's a very high-ranking position at any period in time. But there is a lot of concern in Germany right now, given some recent events concerning Germany's infrastructure as well, about how secure Germany's infrastructure and cyber infrastructure is right now. Just recently, last week, there was confirmed sabotage on the Germany's rail network in northern Germany as well. So there's been a lot of kind of looking into ramping up the security, both cybersecurity and Germany's infrastructure across the country right now. There are concerns, of course, that, you know, that it could be targeted further down the line. There's no confirmation yet of who carried out that sabotage on the rail lines, but there are concerns that they could be, of course, targeted by Russian cyber attacks.
Now, this cybersecurity council is a lobbying group. He's not involved in that now, but the company that was involved, Protelion, formerly known as Infotex, TECS, was founded by an ex-KGB guy who was rewarded by Putin for his efforts.
Exactly. And effectively, I mean, this is one of the points that was originally highlighted by this comedian as well. Effectively, Infotex was claiming to be protecting Germany's critical infrastructure from Russian cyber attacks, whilst also working with Russian intelligence at the same time. And that is effectively what he presented to his audience, really, with, you know, which shocked everyone. But the bottom line is why wasn't this highlighted earlier? You know, these connections that he had. And although Schoenbaum had, you know, since been encouraged, shall we say, to distance himself from the Cybersecurity Council that he helped found some 10 years ago, it has actually now come to light that he was even in attendance at a 10th anniversary party just as recently as September. So that just added to the pressure, really, to release him from his position as cybersecurity chief.
Now, they seemingly did expel Protelion from the Cybersecurity Council, but I don't know whether any of the Russians turned up for the anniversary.
That I can't confirm, but the Cybersecurity Council, whilst, as you say, they did expel Pretellian from the council, they have also at the same time rejected, should we say, any allegations of Russian influence on the Cybersecurity Council. That said, several companies did actually leave the council in protest, if you will, including E.ON, for example, who some of your listeners might know.
Now, Arne Schoenbrum himself, did he have anything to say at his dismissal? I mean, was he marched out of the building, you know, told not to take anything, that kind of thing? Or was this all done quite quietly?
This was all done quite quietly. So far, we've only heard from the Interior Ministry, a spokesperson for the Interior Minister, as you mentioned earlier, said that he has now been barred from his office, saying that basically the public trust in his neutrality has now been damaged, and it's still not clear exactly who will replace him in that high profile position either. Mm.
In any event, given the sabotage of the rail network in northern Germany, he might have been judged to have failed in his mission to protect the German infrastructure.
Exactly. And this is, like I say, at the moment, there is there's talks of a huge overhaul on exactly how Germany's infrastructure is being protected. And it's just kind of another issue to add to the list in Germany right now when it comes to shortcomings in domestic security, something that's been highlighted repeatedly, especially since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as of course that increased concerns about how Germany could be targeted, especially through cyber attacks and potential attacks on its infrastructure as well.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back though, 10 years ago, if you go to 2012, before the annexation of Crimea, at a time when Germany was prospering on Russian gas. So a different time when Schoenbaum was involved with Pretellian and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, it's fair to say that since the Russian invasion of Ukraine as well, there's been and is still ongoing a lot of soul searching, particularly among high profile politicians here in Germany about with regards to Germany's stance in recent decades towards Russia. As you say, there wasn't really any U-turn after the annexation of Crimea, and even back when former Chancellor Angela Merkel was in power, the stance was very much that there are two very different and very separate aspects here, a political aspect and the economic aspect. So if you think even looking back to the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline that was recently sabotaged, she always insisted that the two were not related. So even when we had, cases of opposition politicians being poisoned, there were calls even then to pull the plug on the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, but she insisted that that was very much an economic issue. And so that
Yeah, I'm wondering, Katie, since you mentioned Nord Stream, I mean, yesterday the Danes have confirmed that it was a very large explosion that ripped through Nord Stream 1 and either buried or destroyed up to 50 metres of the pipeline below the sea in their economic area of interest. What has been the reaction in Germany to that?
Yeah, of course. Well, since that sabotage, the German authorities have been they've been working very closely with the Danes and the Swedes as well. And again, as with the cybersecurity, they are investigating as well, looking into exactly how they can better protect other infrastructure as well that isn't all that far underground either, and how that could potentially become a target.
Yeah, because we see what the Russians are up to in Ukraine. They're determined to destroy the electricity generation infrastructure in that country to bring it to its knees as the winter comes on. Kate Brady, journalist in Berlin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.